You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, in the last week of an election campaign between, I have to say, the most incompetent cohort of politicians I've seen in a long time, and wouldn't you know it, an international geopolitical crisis pops up just to accentuate that statement. Obviously, Nanaia Mahuta screwed it up. Obviously, Nanaia Mahuta sympathises with Palestinians. She feels they've been colonised the same way Maori were. That doesn't make her an anti-Semite. She's an anti-coloniser. But, Nanaia, come on. You have to condemn a surprise raid on civilians that killed thousands. You don't tread nicey-nicey because you have some sympathy about some aspects of Palestinian life. You cannot not condemn what happened yesterday. It was horrific. She didn't condemn it. The rest of the world did. So what happened? It was left to Chris Hipkins to do the right thing. And isn't that just like Labour over the past 3 years? The few competent people trying to tidy up after the incompetent, after yet another cock-up. Why is Nanaia Mahuta in Spain? It's an election campaign. Or do they just not want her around because of, you know? Anyway, why do I think this is the most incompetent cohort of politicians? Well, what I just said. But all of them blow in the breeze, and all of them are in a process right now of saying absolutely anything to get the job. And all this started, and you can go back through all my editorials, it all started when Hipkins got the big job and he started the bonfire of the policies, leaving me to ask about 6 weeks ago whether he stood for anything at all. Since then, he's announced more and more spending, despite all the advice from everybody to Taiho and pay down debt. But no, no, I'll do your teeth for you. Amazing. And it continued when the National Party announced that to afford tax cuts for landlords and the middle class, they had to impose a wealth tax on rich foreigners. What a mixed up ideology. Are you again or for taxes? National, that was quite remarkable. It also continued when Christopher Luxon announced he could work with Winston Peters if he had to. That was just a couple of weeks ago. Now, he's taking out full-page ads telling voters, whatever you do, don't vote for Winston. And yet this mess, I believe, is entirely of Christopher Luxon's making. And then you've got Winston himself, who tells the world in that TV debate the other day, oh no, I don't support, this party never has supported GST, free fruit and veg, even though it's been on their website on the manifesto page like forever. And wouldn't you know it, 15 minutes later, it wasn't on the website. As Ben Thomas said today, made me laugh and laugh and laugh. Imagine being in Winston's team and having to concoct and then delete whole policies in real time as he's thundering away on live TV. He's making it up as he goes. Is this leadership? Now we've got National suggesting we may need a second election. And Hipkins today agreeing that he'd rather have a second election than break his promise about not working with New Zealand First. Well, why don't we just cancel the first election and go straight to the second? Well, can we do that? Does it make no sense? Remember, that's me being facetious. What a mess. How can I vote for any of them? But saying that all politicians are useless, don't vote, is the sort of empty-headed thing that someone like Russell Brand would say, and in fact he has said it before, and Sean Lott, the comedian, took him to task on that. You've got to vote. So look, this is my final word, my final editorial before this election, and the only thing I have to say to you is just vote for the party that matches how your gut feels. I've been saying for a couple of months now, this is a vibe election. Because if you start worrying about the details, it'll do your head in. Because there aren't any details. It's a vibe election. Just vote. Just do it. Don't worry. We'll fix it all up next Monday.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to Newstalk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.